其实在这故事当中啊，神给约拿很多很多的机会来悔改。
And through this story, we see that God gave Jonah many chances to repent.
首先呢，是在第六节，最简单的方法就是向神悔改的祷告。
First in verse 6, the simplest way for him to repent is to just pray to God.
那么后来百姓呢，这些传手就开始抽签，说到底是什么缘故啊，他们会碰到这个灾难。
And then the shipmates wanted to know why is it they encountered this, so they drew cast lots.
那抽签就抽到这个约拿。
When they cast lots, the lot fell on Jonah.
那约拿就说啊，我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海旱地之天上的神。
And so Jonah said, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land.
神的选民自称他在敬畏神。
And so we would say that he is fearful of God.
可是呢，我们会发觉到说，其实这些船手呢，其实比约拿还要敬畏神。
But we find that the ship, the people on the ship are actually more fearful of God than Jonah.
他说约拿说他敬畏神了，可是他还违背神不听从神的话。
Because though Jonah says he fears God, he disobeyed God.
那这一些人听到约拿讲的说所拜的神他怎么违背神这些人都比约拿还要害怕神。
But we see that after Jonah had explained the situation to the ship people, the men who were on the ship were exceedingly afraid, more fearful than Jonah was.
可是约拿没有因为这样子就悔改
But Jonah did not repent because of this.
那我们就继续看下去，其实这一些船手都比约拿还有爱心
And if we look further on, we find that the people on the ship actually had more love than Jonah.
十二节，约拿跟船手说你就把我丢在海里面了。
Jonah told the ship people to pick him up and throw him into the sea.
他自己不要自杀，自己不要跳进海里面。他叫别人说你把我丢进去。
He didn't want to kill himself. He asked the others to throw him in.
那么这些船手呢，都想要救他的命。
But the men on the ship tried to save his life.
可是呢，他都不会去想说去救尼尼微城的人。
But Jonah never thought to save the people in Nineveh.
神就用这些船手就说对这个约拿是个陌生人，都会怜悯他了。可是呢，他就学不会说他应该去怜悯别人。
So God, through these the ship people, showed his love to strangers, but it did not occur to Jonah that he should show love to the Nineveh.
神给他第三次机会，可是呢，他根本不要，他宁愿死，他也不要去爱他的仇敌。
So this is the third chance that God gave Jonah, but Jonah was willing to die rather than to go preach.
那知道说他被丢到海里面没有死。
And later we find that after he was thrown in, he did not die.
我们看十七节，第一章十七节。
If we look at Jonah chapter 1 verse 17.
十七节说耶和华安排一条大鱼吞了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
这个神安排大鱼不是把约拿给吞掉吃掉。
And so God did not prepare this fish so to eat Jonah.
而是再给他最后一次机会。
But this is the last chance that God would give Jonah.
那在这次最后机会呢？约拿悔改了。
And then finally, on this last chance that was given to Jonah, he repented.
那为什么约拿要悔改？
So why did Jonah repent?
我们来看这个第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
他正向神祷告这样说说我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我，从阴间的深处呼求你，你就复听我的声音。
Verse 2, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice.
这个约拿会呼求神会悔改是因为他太痛苦了。
And so Jonah prayed to God, repented, because he was full of suffering.
他感觉到说在鱼肚中真的像阴间一样。
He felt like inside the belly of the fish, it was like being in prison.
那真的神真的很怜悯他的百姓。
And God is truly merciful to his people.
通常我们可能想说这个人绝对死掉了。
Sometimes we might think that this person is, the end result will be death for them.
神竟然还给他预备一条鱼，把它吞下去，让他再考虑三天三夜。
But God prepared this fish and allowed Jonah to reflect for 3 days and three nights.
作为传道，真的有可以看到说，神真的很怜悯信徒，也很怜悯世上的人。
And as a pastor, I can say that God is truly merciful to the believers.
可是有时候作为传道也是提到一些见证，看到一些人啊。神没有给他机会。
But other times we find that as pastors, there will be testimonies that tell us that God did not give the believers a second chance.
有一个传道跟我这样说。
There's a pastor that told me.
有一个年轻人要信主。
There's a young person who wants to believe.
那么他爸爸跟他讲说，如果你信耶稣的话，我的产业就不给你。
And his father told this young believer that if you believe, this young person, if you believe, I won't give any of my inheritance to you.
那这个年轻人就打如意算盘了。
And so young person played the odds.
他想说这样子好了，等我父亲死了，给我产业了，那我再信耶稣。
He played the odds by saying, I'll wait till my dad dies, and after the inheritance is given to me, then I'll go and believe.
那知道啊，他父亲还没死，他先过世了。
And who knew that before his father had died, he died first.
我记得有一个洛杉矶一个执事跟我这样讲。
I remember there was a deacon in Los Angeles who told me.
他父亲也差不多八九十岁了。
His parents were 80 and 90.
他父亲。
Oh, sorry, his father was 80, 90.
那他一直传福音给他父亲。
And this deacon continually preached to his father.
他都不相信。
But the father did not believe.
到最后呢，他父亲说好，我要相信，我去受洗。
And until the very end, his father finally agreed to be baptized.
所以他飞回去马来西亚，带他父亲去受洗。
So this deacon flew back to Malaysia to bring his father to be
baptized. 隔一天呢，要受洗。
And the very next day, it was the baptism.
可是哪知道说他父亲前个晚上就过世了。
But who knew that the night before the baptism, the father had died?
他觉得很难过，也很可惜。
And the deacon thought this was very sad.
在非洲有一个慕道者。
And in Africa, there was a true seeker.
是客传道，我们教会一个传道去传道了。
And Pastor Ke preached this true seeker.
那这个慕道者很聪明。
And this true seeker is quite intelligent.
因为他很会用头脑去赚很多的钱。
Because this true seeker knows how to earn much money.
可是呢，他就是单言没有受洗。
But this true seeker did not baptize.
那忽然就是说，在这传道不在的时候呢，他忽然生一场重病。
And when the pastor wasn't there, he contracted a severe illness.
那他想受洗。
And then at that time, he wanted to be baptized.
可是没有人给他施洗。
But no one could baptize for him.
所以呢，我是听别人说了，说他死的时候一直喊叫说找那个客传道过来给我受洗，给我施洗。
And I heard that the other people testified that on his dying bed he cried out for a preacher Ke to come and baptize him.
他这样一直喊着喊到死为止，都还没有受洗。
And he was he called out continually this phrase until his death, but no one came to baptize him.
那这这时候，神预备一个鱼啊，把它吞了，不是让它把它吃死掉，而是让它在鱼肚子里面去悔改。
But God prepared this fish not to have Jonah be eaten and die. Rather, it's for Jonah to spend 3 days and three nights to reflect.
那约拿可能在那时候想说死就死了，没有什么了不起的。
And perhaps Jonah had thought, if I die, I die. There's nothing, nothing else I should worry about.
可是，在第二节他提到说，他觉得说他在鱼肚子里面就像阴间一样，他从阴间里面呢呼求神。
And so we see, though, in verse 2, Jonah says he cried out because of the affliction out of the belly of Sheol. It was like a prison to him.
阴间是黑暗的。
And so it was dark.
在鱼肚子里面三天三夜黑暗。
And so for 3 days and three nights, full of darkness.
我们想想看，在鱼肚子里面，我相信是不舒服的。
I'm sure that if you think about it, inside the belly of a fish, it's not comfortable either.
而且看不到光明。
Furthermore, you can't see light.
我们在凤凰城 如果有阴天的话，我们马上就感觉到说很阴沉了，因为很少，大部分都是大白天了。
In Phoenix, if we see a dark day, then it seems gloomy. The atmosphere is automatically gloomy.
那想想看，那个每一天眼睛张开都是黑的。
And if you think about it, imagine if every day you wake up and it's just dark.
伸出手来看不到你手在哪里。
And if you lift up your hand, you can't even see your hand in front of you.
而且呢，我们再看这个第三节。
Also, let's look at verse 3.
你将我投下深渊啊，就是海的深处啊。大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Verse 3, for you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me.
他感觉到说，他已经这个在海里面很深处。
He feels that he's in the deep, the very deepest part of the sea.
简直像监狱一样。
It's just like a prison.
逃不出去。
There's no way for him to escape.
一逃出去就是上面是海啊。这个深海啊，他可能还不到，跑不到这个海面上，他可能就被水淹死了。
Because even if he escapes from the belly of the fish, it's just water around him, and so he probably would not have enough time to get air.
所以在那边根本没有什么指望可以逃得出去。
So there's no hope for him to escape.
那这个鱼肚子里面呢，可以象征着有时候神给我们的这个管教。
And so inside the belly, it's the discipline of God.
有时候这个鱼肚子里面可以象征着我们今天的生病，从神来管教的生病。
And so the discipline from God is just like the belly of fish for Jonah, but for us, it could be us illnesses or difficulties.
还是在我们生活上，神给我们一些困难。
Or the discipline of God may come in forms of difficulties in our life.
让我们逃不出去。
So that there's no way for us to escape.
那我们再看第三节下半段说这个大水环绕我。
If we look at verse 3, the second part, all your billows and your waves passed over.
我们可以想象到说，这个鱼啊，打开它的嘴巴吃海草啊，吃其他小鱼啊，这个水浪，这个海浪就进来了。
If we think about it, if this great fish opened its mouth to ingest other things such as fish, then all the water would rush in.
这个他简直是睡在这个水池里面了。
And so what Jonah is sleeping in is just like a pond.
我们知道皮肤泡久了，这个皮肤就会变白，会变软。
We know that if skin is soaked in water for long periods of time, it becomes white and wrinkled.
何况这个水里面都有这个鱼的肚胃酸了。
And not only that, but if you think about it, inside the fish is stomach acid.
我在想哦，他是三天怎么睡觉？
So I was thinking, how could he sleep at all for these 3 days?
这个海浪一直进来。
The water keeps rushing in.
这个冷水一直泼进来。
It's cold water too.
有人跟我说他因为这个睡眠不好三天三夜睡不好。
And so someone told me that because he could not sleep for 3 days and 3 nights, it was difficult for him.
三天三夜没有睡觉，真的会有时候累到想要发疯啊。
And if you don't sleep well for 3 days or 3 nights, then you might go insane.
所以呢？他发觉到说死了不是一了百了而是像去阴间一样不得安息，不得有平安不得有光明，不得有盼望。
So for Jonah, this death, to him, it wasn't just a normal death. Rather, it was a very death full of suffering. There's no hope. There's no light. There's nothing to look forward to.
连一个基本的事情睡觉都不行。
Even the most basic thing, sleep, he could not obtain.
所以在这种痛苦当中呢？愿啊，就想到求告神啊。
So in this affliction, Jonah turned to God.
因为他受不了了。
Because he could not take it anymore.
那其实呢，他也不需要这样受苦啊。
And of course, Jonah did not need to suffer.
那其实呢，他可以在家里祷告。
If he had prayed at home.
求神帮助他说有力量去爱仇敌，去行神的旨意啊。他就不用在鱼肚子里面受苦了。
If he had prayed to God to give him strength, to love his enemies, then there would have been no need for him to suffer.
他其实在船上求告神悔改，真心的悔改，神也会怜悯他。
On the ship,
他也不用在鱼肚子里面过日子。
On the ship, if he had prayed and truly repented, I'm sure that God would not have punished him in this manner.
可是人有时候就是要受到很大的痛苦人才会想要去改变。
But sometimes, only after man encounters it.True affliction or difficulties, will they change?
我们有一个姐妹。
There we have a sister.
她跟她先生呢搬去阿根廷教会。
She and her husband moved to Argentina.
那她的先生呢是财务，教会的财务。
And the husband is the
financial fair, yeah.
The treasurer of the church.
那么她每次安息日去教会。
And every Sabbath, the husband would come to church.
后来她搬去日本。
And after, the husband moved to Japan.
因为会搬去日本，是因为他觉得在阿根廷啊赚钱赚的不多。
And this husband moved to Japan because he felt that earning money was not easy in Argentina.
那他搬到日本以后呢？他找到一个餐馆的工作。
And after moving to Japan, he found
这个姐妹找到一个餐馆的工作。
After moving to Japan, the sister found a job in the restaurant.
那老板知道他是基督徒啊，所安息日啊，就是。安排他安息日休假。
And because the manager knew that the sister was a Christian, they arranged for her to take Saturdays off.
可是我们的姐妹觉得说，安息日休假赚不了什么钱呢、啊，因为小费啊是在星期六最多的。
But the sister felt that she could not earn a lot of money because that on Saturday that's when most of the tips came in.
所以她就跟人家调换时间了。
So she switched times with other people.
她开始就不来教会。
And so gradually, she did not observe the Sabbath.
那教会的人也去拜访她，鼓励她来参加。
And so the people of church visited her and tried to encourage her to attend.
她就是不听。
But she did not listen.
后来她开始觉得说，心里面越来越空虚。
And then she felt that in her heart, it became more and more empty.
每天就是打工赚钱睡觉，打工赚钱睡觉。
It's just a routine. She went to work and then came back to sleep. Went to work, came back to sleep.
心里空虚到她有好几次向神求死。
And then it was so empty. Life was so empty for her that she begged for death from God.
那好了，求死了。有一天，两个强盗从她的屋顶挖个洞跑下来。
And so after she begged for death, one day there were two robbers that dug a hole in her roof and came down.
她说她这个强盗用棍子打她，还有打你，她打她这个还有一个女孩子在她旁边呢，用棍子打她，强盗用棍子打她，叫她把钱拿给她。
And so this robber, there was another woman next to her. The robbers beat both of them, and then the robbers demanded for them to show them where the money was.
他把钱全部都给他以后啊，这个强盗不相信这是他全部的钱。
After she gave all her money to the robbers did not believe that that was all the money she had.
后来这个强盗用棍子继续打他，逼他说要把全部钱拿出来。
So the robbers continued to beat her.
甚至强盗还拿刀子啊，割他的肉，有块肉快要掉下来了。
And then,
他就说我们真的没有钱。
And the robbers even took knife and a cut cutters to the point that their piece of flesh was about to fall off of her. But and they still demanded more money. But then they did not believe that that was all she had.
这时候呢，这个姐妹啊还是很硬心的、啊，她我不祷告。
But at that point, the sister was still very stubborn, and she did not want to pray.
那后来这个强盗就把她，要求她把这个银行的户头号码给她。
And then this robber demanded for the bank number, the account number.
她说我真的不知道啊，这个钱都是我先生在管的。
And she said, I really don't know. That's under my husband's jurisdiction.
所以这个两个强盗呢就把他绑架，把他带到他的车，把这个女，把我们姐妹带到车上去。
So the two robbers tied up both the females and then brought them onto the car.
那他这个强盗就打电话给他先生了。
And then this robber called the husband.
跟他讲说，这个你不给我20万的话，你看不到你太太。
And told the husband that if you don't give me $20,000, you won't see your wife ever again.
那个先生说，我哪里去找20万块钱啊？我没有20万块钱，别人也不会借给我20万块钱、啊。
Excuse me, the ransom was $200,000, and this husband says, I don't even have $200,000. I don't even know where to get $200,000.
这时候强盗就彼此商量该怎么办了。
And so now the robbers discussed among themselves what to do.
要把这个女孩子给杀了。
And they want to
kill
the sister.
后来他们讨论想说，哎，在杀之前说不定可以玷污他。
But before they said they want to kill her, they said they want to rape her.
啊，这时候姐妹都很怕了。
And so now the sisters became afraid.
啊，她这个姐妹就真的用心的向神悔改。
And then the sister repented truly.
啊，求神呢拯救她。
And she asked for God to save her.
那很奇妙，那个强盗就跟这个我们姐妹这样讲。
And then miraculously, the robber told the sister.
说啊，你先生跟我说啊，如果他有20万的话，他会娶一个新的太太啊。
The robber told the wife, saying, "Your husband told me if I had $200,000, I would wed a new wife."
叫他说你给我下车。
And so he told the sister to get off the car.
下车啊，哇，这么好啊，赶快下车啊。
And so
跑出去啊。
After this, sister got off the car and ran.
那后来他就回到教会守安息日。
And so she returned to church and observed the Sabbath.
有时候人哦，就是不知道可能被罪啊，变成很硬心了，很顽固。
So sometimes, because of sin, the heart is hardened.
那这个约拿呢？他是真的在像在阴间一样啊，这样受苦啊。他发觉到说，真的，如果他真的死了，真的下到真正的阴间了，地狱啊，那痛苦还更大，所以他悔改。
So for Jonah, though he suffered much, he thought about if he had died, he would have gone to hell, and that would have been even worse than what he experienced now. So he repented.
那有时候我们人没有悔改，是因为我们不知道地狱有多糟糕。
So sometimes man does not repent because they truly don't know how terrible hell is.
如果我们有体验到地狱有多糟糕的话，我相信我们不会愿意我们敌人下去那边了。
If we experience how terrible hell is, I'm sure that none of you would wish your enemies go there.
所以我们每天的祷告，我们有没有发觉到说，这说不定是我们最后一次的祷告？
So every day when we pray, do we really think about the fact that it might be our last prayer of our life?
说不定这是最后一次神跟我们的怜悯了。
Do you ever think that this might be the last time God shows mercy to us?
有时候我们常常滥用神的慈爱。
Sometimes we take advantage of the kindness of God.
犯罪以后没关系的，反正还有下一次嘛。
If I sin, it won't matter. I have next time.
现在不信主，明天还有机会吧。
If I don't believe in God, it's fine, and there's next time.
今天不悔改，以后还有悔改的机会。
Don't repent now. There will be chances in the future.
有时候我们这样子有这种态度，所以每次的祷告呢，不是真的很用心。
And so if we have this attitude, then our prayer will not be sincere.
要进天国有个条件。
And to enter into the kingdom of heaven, there is a requirement, a condition.
就是圣灵要充满。
Which is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个是主耶稣讲十个童女的比喻里面所得到的教训。
This is the teaching from the parable of the 10 virgins.
我们不知道主耶稣什么时候会来接我们的生命。
We do not know when Jesus will come to take us back.
可是主耶稣要我们常常预备油。点着了灯，在等候他。
But Jesus wants us to continually be prepared with extra oil, waiting for Him.
所以我们要把握机会。
So we need to take advantage of all our opportunities.
我记得有一个蛮感动我的一个故事。
I remember there's a story that touched me deeply.
有一个妈妈。
There's a mother.
听到有一个海啸。就是海啸发生了。
海啸。Oh, okay. There's a mother who heard that the tsunami would come.
那她孩子住在一个岛上。
And her son lived on the island.
知道说这个海啸会打到这海岛上。
And she knew that the tsunami would head towards that island.
她打电话给她儿子。
So she prayed. She called her son.
很诚恳地跟他讲说
，And she told her son, sincerely,
孩子
，a son,
不管你以前做过什么错事
，it doesn't matter what you have done wrong in the past,
你要悔改，祷告，向神祷告
，repent and pray to God and repent,
这个姐妹跟我这样讲。
And the sister told me this.
感受到妈妈对孩子的爱。
And I could experience the love that this mother had for a child.
神常常爱着我们。
God loves us.
我们要把握机会。
So we have to take the opportunity.
我们不知道什么时候是我们最后一次。
We don't know what day will be our last day.
所以我们不一定会像约拿那么幸运啊，有一条我们可以下到阴间又再上来。
We may not be as lucky as Jonah, who experienced a little bit of what hell might be like and came back.
所以在祷告当中，我们来悔改祷告。
So in our prayer, let's repent.
每次信仰的复兴呢，都是要经过悔改。
To increase in our faith, to improve our spiritual life, we need to repent.
因为我们觉得自己很好的时候，其实已经没有什么地方可以长进了。
Because if we think we are great in everything, then there's nothing for us to improve upon.
我相信我们要像耶稣基督那种形象，我们还有很多东西要改。
But I'm sure if we are to imitate Christ, there are plenty of things for us to improve upon.
我们也为彼此代祷，我们也求神来帮助我们，帮助凤凰城教会。
And so let's intercede for one another, pray for the church as well as its members.
那最后来看个经节，我们来祷告。
Before we pray, let's look at one last verse.
我们来看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 51. Psalms 51.
诗篇五十一篇十七节。
Psalms 51, verse 17.
诗篇五十一篇十七节。
Psalms 51, verse 17.
诗篇五十一篇十七节。
Psalms 51 verse 17。
诗篇五十一篇十七节。神所要的祭，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
好，我们跟神呼求啊，别人不知道我们在祷告什么。
When we are praying to God, no one else knows what we are praying for.
我们是对神在祷告。
We are praying directly to God.
那圣经上告诉我们说，一个人悔改啊，总比九十九个义人不悔改还要好啊。
And the Bible tells us that one person repenting is better than 99 righteous people who do not repent.
我们现在一同祷告，我们请弟兄姐妹可以来到前面，我们请传道帮忙按手代祷。
So now we will pray. Please come forward to pray, and we'll ask the pastors to lay hands on you.